The Challenge of Space. Carling, world brewers of the great American beer Carling Black Label, presents another story in the dramatic series, The Challenge of Space.
Good evening. This is Charles B. Ryan, head of the Department of Space Research here at the New Mexico Center. A space mission is the most complex journey ever undertaken by man. Years of work go into preparing for such a journey in which perhaps only two human beings set out and arrive. But in spite of all the preparations, sometimes there are pressures to cancel a space shot at the very last moment, sometimes at the cost of valuable human life. Our story tonight is of one such mission, and it is called Mission Abort.
After a man's been driving himself hard all day long, challenging the sun and the wind, slogging in the heat and the dust to get a job well done, that's when a man needs a beer. And there's no beer like a Carling Black Label. Husky, lusty, and strong, Carling is the man's brand. The great American beer that's brewed right here in South Africa. So you don't lose a day of that lusty, lively taste Carling is world famous for. Satisfied that you've done a man's job today? Then go for the man's brand. Carling Black Label. America's lusty, lively beer that's enjoyed by men in over 50 countries around the world. Carling Black Label Beer, the man's brand.
There are many reasons for aborting a mission. Sometimes a minute piece of equipment, in spite of the many tests it has undergone, will malfunction and cause a space shot to be aborted. This was the case with Apollo 13, and on this occasion the malfunctioning could well have cost three brave men their lives, and indeed almost did. But faulty equipment or apparatus is by no means the only reason a space shot is aborted. There are other reasons, some of them more sinister by far.
Well, comrade Captain Rostov, you leave for the United States. You are satisfied with your cover story?
Satisfied indeed, comrade general.
Of all the dead imperialists who now languish in their graves, whose identity have you been given?
Captain Rostov has become Charles B. Allen, salesman of Grand Rapids in the state of Michigan.
You are under the skin of this man?
Yes, comrade general, I am.
Then let me see your passport.
Here, comrade general.
Yes, it satisfies me. It is worthy of our passport department. How many hours were you under interrogation when the GR section attempted to break your cover story?
10 hours without refreshment of any kind or even momentary rest.
Are they satisfied?
Well, they were kind enough to say they'd not yet interrogated an agent whose cover story proved so impossible to break.
Excellent. You know your mission, comrade captain, so I shall not waste time you could well spend in sleep. But I have to do my duty to the Soviet people and stress how important this mission is.
I understand, comrade general.
It is vital that the American Mars shot already in preparation should be delayed.
Yes, comrade general. It shall be so delayed, even if I should forfeit my life in the process.
Now, comrade, no heroics, please. I had so specifically asked the department that this time they would not provide some determined young man who wishes to go to his maker wreathed in medals.
I'm sorry, comrade general.
We do not seek your death, comrade. All we seek is that the American Mars shot be sufficiently delayed to allow our own Mars mission to lift off and be on their way. This is one race in outer space, comrade captain. that the Soviet people cannot afford to lose.
I understand.
I hope you do, comrade. I hope you do. This is why I stipulate, and this is an order, comrade captain, who suffers from so determined a death wish. I stipulate that the sabotage necessary to delay the American Mars shot is sufficient merely to delay the mission by a period of approximately 1 month. It is imperative that there is no actual accident. We cannot risk the inquiry which would follow a serious accident causing either severe injury or even death to the American cosmonauts concerned. Is that clear, young man?
Perfectly clear, Comrade General.
And then there is nothing more I can usefully do, Comrade Captain, except to shake your hand and wish you all the luck and goodwill your mission will require.
You wanted to see me, Jay?
That's right, General. We've hit a little trouble, sir.
Well, what is it this time, Jay?
Well, General, the boys are beginning to wonder if maybe there isn't some kind of a jinx on this Marshal.
Now, listen, Jay, I'm just not going to have that kind of talk here at Cape Nixon. Jinx. From now on, that word is out. Get that?
Yes, sir, I get it.
Okay, now, what's bugging you and the boys?
Well, Jim Mockler's not feeling so hot, General.
Yeah, what's the trouble?
It seems he's got himself a whitlow on his right big toe.
A whitlow on his right big toe? Yeah, well, that's just great, isn't it? We're going to have to throw a few billion dollars into this mission, and Jim gets himself a whitlow. Or wonder when nail the battle was lost.
That's right, sir. Well, anyway, the medics have grabbed Jim, and they're working on him real hard.
They'd better get that toe fixed and fast.
General, you reckon we're going to get away before the Soviets on this Marsha?
I reckon just that, Jay.
How much do we know about their preparation, sir?
Well, this is off the record, Jay.
Oh, sure.
When I was in Washington yesterday, I talked with Rogers of CIA. He's got a good agent in Moscow. Well, Rogers figures that the Soviets are going to lose out on this one. He reckons they're not ready to go for another 3 weeks at the minimum.
Phew, that makes me feel a lot better, General.
Okay, then get that word jinx out of your vocabulary, Jay.
Yes, sir.
You had a good trip, Mr. Allen.
Yeah, I had a great trip.
And I guess you want to begin work right away?
Well, that's just what I want to do.
By the way, there's one thing you can do when you set up this job.
Oh, what's that?
Your paymaster in the Kremlin, Mr. Charles B. Allen, is getting kind of forgetful about funds.
You want funds, Stryker? Then you be careful you don't mention that word again. What's bugging you? You crazy or something? Kremlin. You want the world should know I'm here?
This room's safe. I know that. You know that.
Yeah, maybe, but you violated a principle. That doesn't go with me.
I'm sorry. There's no need for you to get so all fired head up.
Just you see you don't make that same mistake again.
Okay.
About those funds. Well, I'm here to attend to that.
Great. That's the best news I've had today.
One of our messengers was taken. There was nothing we could do about it until now.
As long as you've got the dough.
I said I've got it. Okay, where's this pigeon you got set up for me?
Eddie Curling. We meet him tonight.
Tell me about him.
He's a member of the American Communist Party.
Those people at NASA. They must be real dumb to let a guy like that with a party card slip through the net.
Even so, Eddie's not all that happy about this thing.
You said he's a member of the Communist Party?
He's also got a wife and kids, and he figures that security is so strict around the spaceship and the rocket at Cape Nixon that he stands a good chance of being caught and spending the rest of his life in the pen.
Why is he doing it, then?
Because of his kids.
Come again?
Eddie knows how we play things by now. He knows that if he doesn't come across with this one, well, something could happen to that son of his, or that little daughter, Kathy. And he's crazy about that kid.
Okay, Eddie. Now I want you to listen to me for a while.
I'm listening, Mr. Allen.
You mustn't get too worried about this thing.
I'm good and worried, Mr. Allen.
Eddie, we're not asking you to kill anybody.
I know. You already said that.
All we want is this United States Mars shot postponed.
Look, Mr. Allen, I'm committed to this thing now. For me, there's no get-out clause. Well, I know all you want is a shot postponed, but these things just can't be arranged like that.
Why not?
Look, Mr. Allen, you know your business, and I happen to know mine. You any idea how many guys are swarming in and around that spaceship for 24 hours a day? Hundreds. You any idea how many times each piece of equipment is checked and rechecked, and then checked again? They get up in the middle of the night because something's bugging them, and they come down to the pad, and they get in the elevator, and up they come, and they start checking some bitty piece of wiring, or whatever it is that's giving them the heebie-jeebies.
Okay. You know what your business is. But this thing has got to go good, Eddie. It's just got to go good.
You figure I want it to go wrong? Well, that's the setup, Van.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Buster, I'm not crazy about it.
How come we ever got ourselves mixed up in a thing like this?
You really want the answer to a question like that?
You figure these babies really would go through with what they said about the kids?
If I didn't, you think I'd be sitting here talking to you about the way we...
Okay. Just how are we going to play this thing?
Well, we've got to play it simple, but for real. It's got to be fixed at the last minute. After every gold darn inspector in the business has been around and checked and rechecked every centimeter of wire that's in the command module.
That's the place to do it, the command module?
Yeah, that's the place. If we do it in the Mars lander, well, they're going to get there and then have trouble. Maybe they won't be able to lift off. They won't get back. We don't want to kill anybody.
I'm glad you got around to that.
Our express orders are that nobody's got to be killed. All we're aiming to do is to stop that rocket lifting off. And we've got to fix it in such a way that it can lift off later. Just about 1 month later.
Oh, sure. These guys make it nice and easy, don't they? Okay, Eddie, we're committed to this thing. Now you tell me, just how are we going to organize the hang-up?
I was beating my brains out until I figured that the way to fix this was to work on the main thrust correction motor.
Uh-huh.
And before Jim Mockler leaves Earth's orbit, he's got to check the course correction motor.
Yeah, well, sure, it's on his checklist.
Okay. So, he's still in orbit. He and Hank Mirwitz can still be brought back and given the splashdown treatment.
So?
So, when he checks the course correction motor, it's malfunctioning. Well, he's not crazy. He's not going to leave Earth orbit with a motor that isn't functioning 100%, so?
Mission abort?
Exactly. Mission abort.
Eddie, you figure we can work on this course correction motor and fix it so that none of the inspectors or the guys knows what's happening?
Sure, I figure we can. That's why I chose this specific item in the command module to concentrate on. The day set for the last check of the correction motor is Tuesday week, okay? The following Thursday, you and me, we're scheduled to work on the safety system covering the power failure area.
Yeah, then we do it, huh?
That's when we do it, man.
Well, I hope we do it good, Eddie. And I hope that when we've done this job, these guys are going to leave us alone.
That's what I hope too, Van, but they never will. They never will. You're a card-carrying member just like me. They never will leave us alone.
When the sun burns straight overhead and the grass lies scorched underfoot, when the breeze is gone and the air hangs heavy as lead, when the red dust cakes on a man's face and the dryness bites deep in his throat, that's when a man needs a beer. Carling Black Label Beer. Husky, lusty, and strong. Carling is the man's brand. Extra Strength Carling Black Label is now brewed right here in South Africa, so you don't lose a day of that lusty, lively taste Carling is world famous for. If you've got a thirst, put our brand on it. Carling Black Label, brewed for men in 18 breweries around the world.
Eddie! Where's Eddie Curling?
Here, man, right over here.
Oh. Hey, listen, I got a ham on rye that I want to swap. You in business or even interested?
Sure. Myra Lou gave me 2 peanut butter and applesauce. Maybe I can get through 1, but not 2. How you fix for peanut butter and applesauce?
Oh, I'm fresh out, Eddie. Okay, it's a deal. Here.
Thanks. Myra, you know, that baby gets an idea in her head, and brother, it takes Amitol to shift it. You know, one day we went to a visit with her folks. Her old lady gave me a peanut butter and applesauce sandwich, and I said, great. Well, Myra, she figures that's the highlight of my eating life.
Okay. We've covered the sandwich area, Eddie. Right, now we're alone. We can talk. Got to go.
It went okay, Van. It's done.
You certain nothing can go wrong?
What do you mean? I'm certain something can go wrong. That something is going to go wrong.
You know what I mean.
Hold your horses. Sure, I know what you mean. Now, there ain't no cause to worry, Van. I fixed it the way I said I would. The correction motor will malfunction, but it will malfunction on pre-Mars course testing.
Oh, brother, do I want out from this business.
Well, that makes sense, Eddie, even to me.
I tell you, Mr. Stryker, I fixed the motor just the way I described it to you.
I want to be good and sure about it, Eddie, so I can explain it to Mr. Allen. You're sure now that the motor you're talking about has to be tested before the spaceship is set on course for Mars?
I'm sure of it. It's in the testing log. They've got to test it. Now, they wouldn't be crazy. That motor means life or death to them. Before landing on Mars and again on re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. Well, they can't forget to test it.
And when they test it?
When they test it, Mr. Stryker, then it's going to malfunction.
So they report it?
They report it immediately. They remain in Earth orbit, then the mission is aborted, and they are brought down.
Great. That's just the way we want it.
Power transfer is now complete. We are on internal power with the launch vehicle at this precise moment. All second stage tanks now fully pressurized. 25 seconds and counting. We are still go with Mars 7.
We feel great, launch team.
T-minus 21 seconds. 20 seconds and counting.
It's going to be a great flight, launch control.
T-minus 17. Guidance computer over to internal power. T-minus 14 seconds. 30. 12. Water nozzles beginning. 10. 9. Automatic ignition. Ignition sequence begins. 6. 5 seconds. 4. 3. 2. 1. Launch commit. Ground elapsed time. 00000. All engines running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Mars 7, this is Control. Do you read me? Over.
Control, Mars 7. Jim Ockler. Read you, Strength 5, Control. Shoot.
How are things, Jim?
Things are fine, Control. No trouble at all. Just not one little bit of trouble on any account.
That's great. Well, Jim, you have completed one orbit. The way we figure it here at Houston, you'll go for trans-Mars injection halfway around your second orbit.
That's okay with us, Houston. We have removed helmets and gloves, and our computers aboard the command module have begun their second series of checks.
We monitored that, Jim, and our computers and bank are checking alongside.
There isn't any problem, Control.
No problem, Jim. Out.
Yeah, what is it?
I just came from the main complex.
Yeah, I saw you, Eddie.
They got the place wired to Houston. They're getting the whole works from Mission Control.
I guess so.
I don't like it.
Oh, what's bugging you now?
I'll tell you what's bugging me, Van. I don't figure I was so clever after all. I figure I was too careful.
Too careful? Well, look, what's gotten into you?
Yeah, too careful. Maybe I didn't fix that wiring and the course correction thrust motor properly.
You mean it's still going to work?
No, I mean it isn't going to work. But that it will malfunction later. And I mean the malfunction is not going to show up now on the check.
Well, how can that happen?
Well, don't ask me. All I know is that those guys have done one orbit and they're all go. Now, on their next orbit, they're going to go for the trans-Mars injection. The computer's going through the pre-TMI checks, and nothing's come up yet to suggest that the mission isn't still go.
Eddie, what are you trying to say?
Oh, you great dumb ox. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm telling you that I know I fixed that wiring. You know and I know that the course correction motor is going to malfunction. But it's not showing up on any checks so far. That means that when it does show up, those two boys will be on their way to Mars. And they're not going to get back if they have to rely on a course correction with that motor.
Oh, quit worrying. It'll show up before they give them go for TMI.
No, Van, I don't figure it will. You know, that Jim Mockley, he's a great guy. You know, when Kathy was sick, he used to ask me every day how the kid was. He was real interested. And then when she had to go into hospital, he brought me some candy for her. I don't like to think that a guy like that is going to...
Look, just quit worrying. There's nothing you can do about it now.
There maybe is something I can do about it.
There's nothing you can do... Hey, look, don't frighten me like that. You had me worried there for a while.
Van, you don't have to come in with me. But there is something I can do. I can do about this thing. I can have it stop right now.
Are you crazy or something? You know what they're gonna do to you if you try and have the mission aborted now. They're gonna throw the whole NASA book at you, Eddie, and the book of the United States Constitution as well.
I know.
They put you in a pen and you're just never gonna see daylight again. Sabotage of one of Uncle Sam's spacecraft? You must be crazy to think that way.
I can't help it, Van. That's the way I'm figuring now.
And what about the party?
I still belong to the party. But I don't aim to take a man's life, two men's lives, just because I carry a card. Besides, our orders were to be good and sure we didn't kill anybody. The idea was just to hold the Mars shut up, to postpone it for a month.
And what do you aim to do, Eddie?
Why, I said you don't have to come in with me, Van. I aim to do the only thing that's possible to do. Go to the top brass and tell them that I fixed the command module.
You think they're going to believe you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they will. I'll tell it to them straight. I figure maybe they'll believe me.
You're crazy.
I told you, Van, you're on your own. You don't have to come in with me.
Yeah, that's what you say now, Eddie. You just wait until those guys get hold of you and hand you over to the cops and the pigs start grilling you. You don't seriously figure you're going to be able to keep your trap shut, do you?
I said I'll leave you out of the whole thing, Van. And that still goes.
Not when the cops have worked you over. Hey, what's that? What are you doing?
It's loaded, Van. And it's pointed at a very uncomfortable place.
What?
I don't trust you, Van. I figure that knowing you know what I'm going to do, if I turn my back on you, it's going to be curtains for me and a mighty uncomfortable headache afterwards. So that's just what I'm going to do to you.
Now, listen.
Turn around, Van.
Now,
I said turn around, Van. Fast. Okay, that's it. I'm sorry, buddy, but this is the way it's got to be. Keep still.
Okay, Carling. I got what you said. Now, nice and easy. Just let me have it again.
I said, General, you've got to stop the TMI burn for Mars 7.
Because?
Because I carried out an act of sabotage in the command module, General.
Yeah, well, I reckon I got that loud and clear. Jay.
Right here, General.
Get Houston on the line right away.
Okay. Jay Harper, get me Houston fast. Mission Control, Senior Controller. Right. No, I'll hold, Operator. Houston coming on the line, General.
Okay, let me handle it. Thanks. Houston? Good. General Sarnhoff here. What state is the Mars shot in, Sam?
General, Mars 7 has one half an orbit to make, then it's go for trans-Mars injection.
Okay, Sam. Now, look, Sam, I haven't got a lot of time, but something's come up here at the Cape. We've got a problem. I want you to keep this line open, okay?
What'd you say, General?
I want you to keep this line open, and I want you to be at the end of it. And, Sam, I want you to be free to move fast, if I have to tell you to move.
Can you tell me what kind of trouble, General?
Just keep it under your hat for the moment, Sam. Well, the kind of trouble we've got may mean we have to abort this mission.
Abort
this? Take it easy, Sam, and play it close to your chest, huh?
Yes, General.
Okay, Sam. I'll be with you. Just be there. Operator, I'm going to replace this receiver, all right? But I want this line of Houston kept open. Is that clear? Okay. Out. Now, Curling, let's have it. And let me have it straight. You see, you carried out an act of sabotage. Now, just where?
General, in the wiring system of the firing capsule pin and the course correction motor.
Uh-huh. Why?
I wanted to abort the mission, General.
Yeah? Why should you want to do a thing like that?
I'm a member of the American Communist Party, General.
You think that this is possible, Jay, that after all our security checks and the systematic checks carried out by these technicians in the course of their employment, a guy like this could slip through the net?
Well, I suppose it's got to be possible, General.
Here's my party card, General.
That faces me just a little, Curling. It's too pat for this kind of thing. Why should you come down here to work at the Cape today, launch day, carrying the American Communist Party card?
I had a bad night, General. I figured that maybe I'd worked on that thing in the command module too hard. That the ship wouldn't get into orbit. Then I figured maybe I'd worked it too soft, that the malfunction wouldn't be found on test, and you know what that would mean.
Yeah, I know. Hold it. Sam.
Here, General.
Sam, things aren't working out quite the way I expected. But I can't take any chances, Sam. I want that ship to make one more orbit after this one. And now hear this. Trans-Mars injection on this orbit is canceled. Repeat, canceled.
I've got that, General.
Okay, Sam, I'll call you back. Okay, Curling. Now, you listen to me for a while. Your pals in the Soviet, if you really are a card-carrying communist and not just a nutcase, your friends in the Soviet are readying a Mars shot right at this minute.
Sure, I know that, General.
Yeah, well, in which case it would be a smart move to send a guy like you here carrying a card and saying he sabotaged the course correction motor. Yes, that would make us abort the mission. We couldn't set it up again for at least a month. By that time, the Soviet Mars shot would have blasted off, right?
All right, General. That's one way of figuring it.
And then, too, there's another little matter. At Houston, and in the command module, we have two sets of computers in bank. For an orbit now, for nearly an orbit and a half. Those computers have been carrying out exhaustive series of checks on all the motors and equipment. Now, how do you suppose that the sabotage you say you carried out hasn't shown up yet?
General, I just don't know. How do I know why this thing hasn't been found? I'm just a technician, not a nuclear scientist. All I know is that I've got the lives of those two guys up there on my conscience. I know that I'm putting myself away in the penitentiary for life, General. Yeah, I sure know that. And I know that I'm not going to see my little daughter, Kathy, again. Because that motor is going to go haywire, General. It sure is. When and where, I don't know, but it's going to blow. And when it blows, after I've been here singing to you like a canary, when it blows, then my life is finished. Maybe the life of my wife and kids. You think with a stake like that I'm going to play about with trying to get you to abort a mission when there's nothing wrong? I've been stupid, General, and I guess I'm going to have to pay heavy for that. But I'm not absolutely crazy.
Eddie, if you've been fooling me, then life's going to be just a little complicated for me, too. Okay. I'm going to play my hunch. Jay.
Sir.
Abort the mission.
Yes, General. Mission abort. Check.
Here at the New Mexico Space Research Center, at Houston Mission Control, at the launch pad itself, we learn something from every space shot, whether it be to the moon or Mars. We learn from the successes, and we learn from the failures. And now, until next week, this is Charles B. Ryan wishing you all good night.
The heat of high noon. The dust devils whirl into a sky that's the color of steel. The outlines of the distant hills shimmer in the heat. And man, you're thankful for that cool beer you've got in your hand. The man's brand, Carling Black Label. The great American beer that's brewed right here in South Africa so that you don't lose a day of that lusty, lively taste Carling is world famous for. Carling Black Label is the extra strength beer that's enjoyed by men in more than 50 countries around the world. Got a thirst? Then go for the man's brand. Go for America's lusty, lively beer. Go for Carling Black Label. Carling invites you to listen again next week to another story in this dramatic series, The Challenge of Space.